So this changing track, which came to Melbourne Drive at abc.net.au. I don't know if you heard the interview with Bruno, our healthcare worker on Monday, radiographer in his 50s. Last Thursday, he was in intensive care and they were thinking about intubating him, putting him on a breathing machine. By Monday, he was out of intensive care and he was speaking to us. And I think that chat on the radio inspired this, but you'll hear from the experience as well what inspired this changing track. Raf, this is for Bruno and all healthcare workers. If you read one letter today, please read this. My thank you letter to Melburnians. It was a normal lockdown 2.0 day in Melbourne. My husband and I, both working from home, and our daughters stuck at home as well. One in year 10, one doing VCE, and one at uni, now working hard for DHHS as a contact tracer. We lamented the roller coaster of the daily coronavirus tally on this particular day, and we thought things were tough. No outings, no seeing friends, no anything. I was juggling work emails, household chores, and trying to sew a mask that fitted. My fit, healthy, non-smoking, non-drinking, 54-year-old husband came to me and said he had a splitting headache. He was clearly unwell, so I immediately rang an ambulance. Promptly, they arrived, and two expert paramedics took him to a major hospital and straight to a CT scan. Our day got incredibly worse. A sudden, time-critical, life-threatening bleed on his brain. This required a transfer to another hospital, talks with neurosurgeons, emergency surgery, and into ICU. All within a critical time period and all done impeccably. Whilst the care by all staff is and has been utterly amazing, we're now stuck at home and unable to visit. Just my daughters and I living in ISO and phoning the hospital for sacred updates. But that's not the worst, Melbourne. The worst would have been no ambulances available for two trips, no CT scans, no specialist and highly trained medical staff, no ICU beds available due to COVID, a funeral with 10 people. That would have been our worst. Whilst Melbourne's soul is its cafes, clubs, galleries, parks and sporting events, our hospitals are its beating heart. So, Melburnians, I want to say thank you for wearing your masks, for listening to Dan and all the healthcare advice, for socially distancing when it is all so hard. Thank you for postponing your wedding and not hugging your loved ones, for not playing your sport and closing your business. Thank you for your sacrifices. Thank you for keeping our healthcare system alive so it could keep my husband alive. So wear your mask and do the right thing. It's not just the old, the frail, and people you don't know you are protecting. You are protecting yourself. Looking back, being at home with my family in lockdown 2.0, safe and healthy, seems like heaven. It felt like a gift. It's been less than a week, and my husband is continuing to recover, but will take some time. No longer in ICU. We can now deliver some flowers and snacks. Not to him, but to somebody in the hospital foyer who can pass them on. We won't be able to see him for the weeks it takes him to get well enough to leave. As I shopped for fruit to deliver, the local greengrocer had a song playing on his radio. And this song has been playing in my head on and off for the last few months. I stood and just listened. Melbourne, we can do this. My song is These Days by Powderfinger.